Hey, this is Jeff Young, the Catholic Foodie at CatholicFoodie.com. And, I haven't done an audio boo in a couple of weeks, I think. Part of the reason is because the family, myself included, had been pretty much under the weather. Just the typical asthma, allergy stuff that was going around, respiratory stuff. So, it's Louisiana weather, right? That's what it's like over here. Anyway, so I wasn't really up to recording audio boos. It's also been a very busy time for me. I'm the director of a confirmation program in my parish, and we have around 90 students or so every year who are confirmed. And in addition to that, we also have the 9th and 10th grade CCD, or Parish School of Religion. Anyway, this time of the year is very busy for me because confirmation is about a week and a half away. It's on Monday the 12th, and I have just so much work, a lot of paperwork, a lot of details, trying to find documentation, hunting people down for information, all kind of stuff like that that I have to do before these kids can get confirmed. So it's just a busy time, and I spend pretty much all my free time working on that when I'm not at school. I have a mountain of papers to grade as well, and next week, this week coming up, is exam week, so I've got all this happening at one time. It is really, really crazy. But I also wanted to share with you something that you probably don't know about my family, about me, and that is that we have a special devotion to St. Thérèse of Lisieux, whose feast day it is today, October 1st. Now, St. Thérèse is who Mother Teresa of Calcutta named herself after. Mother Teresa took the name Teresa after Thérèse of Lisieux. And Mother Teresa also really put into practice Thérèse's little way, the little way, her spirituality. And she spoke about that and, of course, tailored it to her life, but spoke about that her entire life. So, and since I spent time with Mother Teresa, I mean, there's just a connection there between me and St. Thérèse. Matter of fact, we love the little flowers so much that my wife and I named our first daughter after her. Her middle name is Thérèse. So we have Annabelle Thérèse Young. And so today is her name day, her feast day. That's an awesome thing, especially for a 8-year-old. That's a really cool thing. So I wanted to share those things with you. We just finished up a novena to St. Thérèse last night, and very excited about her feast day today. I got to meet, you know, the movie St. Thérèse that came out a couple of years ago. I have the DVD around here somewhere, but I can't find it at the moment. I don't see it. Anyway, I had an opportunity at a youth conference a couple of years ago to meet the actress that played Thérèse. I mean, I guess, I don't know what it was. Maybe it was just being at the conference. Maybe it was just grace of the Holy Spirit. But, man, I got choked up when I met her. You know, I'm like boohooing and getting her to sign my, like a holy card of Thérèse. It was like for the movie, right? It was kind of like a holy card, but it wasn't a holy card, if you know what I mean. Anyway, it was a picture of her as Thérèse on the front, and had the info about the movie and all that. But I don't know, it was just something about it made it so real. It made Thérèse so real to meet this lady, this actress. I mean, Thérèse was a human. And sometimes we have a tendency to put the saints on pedestals and they become sort of inhuman, you know, superhuman. But they were just real people. And Thérèse went through lots of very difficult things in her life. And to meet this actress who was so real and who looked like Thérèse and who had actually played Thérèse in the movie, boy, it kind of got to me. Anyway, tonight, on a special day like this, tonight we have a marriage enrichment program at the parish that Char and I have been participating in for the last several months called Covenant of Love. So it's very appropriate that the last one will be tonight on the feast day of St. Thérèse of Lisieux. So we're excited about all this. Lots of good stuff. I will be talking about a new Catholic website, iBloom.com, on episode 41, which we will record on Ustream at 3 p.m. Sunday, this Sunday. I hope to see you there. Check out CatholicFoodie.com.